Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. Congressman Mike Thompson announced today that an amendment from the Military Veterans Caucus, which he co-chairs, was added to the National Defense Authorization Act. The amendment will make it easier for hundreds of thousands of military veterans to get treatment for traumatic brain injury or for post-traumatic stress disorder. More than 200,000 vets have been diagnosed with either TIB or PTSD since 2000, and the amendment creates a new five-year, $10 million pilot program that allows veterans to receive medical treatment for both conditions outside of VA hospitals. Thompson said in a statement that our troops and veterans have earned the very best treatment and care that we can provide, but sometimes the best treatments aren't available at VA hospitals. This amendment ensures that vets who return from combat with TBI or PTSD have access to the highest quality care our nation has to offer. Assemblyman Wes Chesbro announced today that a bill he authored to protect private and public forest lands is headed to the Assembly floor for a vote after passing out of appropriations. The bill, 2284, would increase the penalties for those convicted of production of a controlled substance on resource lands and timberland preserves. Chesbro said the bill has nothing to do with legal production or use of medical marijuana, but instead is aimed at the pollution of public lands and waterways and the increasing violence in forests due to illegal production and grows. The bill is also focused only on large industrial resource lands of more than 50,000 acres and is aimed at protecting the environment from the damage of illegally diverted waterways and pollution associated with illegal activity. The Sheriff Department's Community Response Team and SWAT unit responded to a report of a large marijuana garden located on private timberland about 4.5 miles from Shelter Cove on Sproul Creek Road. When deputies arrived, they spotted four suspects who immediately fled the area, but none were found after a search. Deputies found a marijuana garden with more than 16,000 plants along with four campsites. Anyone with information about the grow or about those who tended it is asked to contact the Sheriff's Department. And Eureka police were called out to the Stop and Shop on Wabash Avenue early this morning on a call of armed robbery. Officers interviewed the clerk of the store who said a lone suspect entered, pointed a firearm, and demanded money. The clerk handed over an undisclosed amount of cash, and the suspect then fled northbound on B Street. Officers set up a perimeter and called in a canine unit to assist in the search, but the suspect was not located. The suspect is described as a white male adult in his 20s between 5'7 and 5'10, who was wearing a white and gray hoodie with a blue bandana covering his face. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And on Monday, local fishermen discovered a body floating in Humboldt Bay, and both the coroner's office and the Eureka Police responded to the scene. The remains have been identified as those of 50-year-old Eureka resident David Lawrence Ball. An autopsy has been performed on the body, but a cause of death has yet to be determined. The investigation into Ball's death continues, and a toxicology screen has been scheduled. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS North Coast News. If there is one day that local astronomers hope is free of the normal cloudy skies above Humboldt County, it would be Sunday, May 20th. Eureka will be one of the first cities in the United States to be able to view the annular lunar eclipse of the sun. That's if the weather cooperates. The last time a solar event was visible in California was in 1930, and it won't happen again until the 2040s. The eclipse means the moon will pass in front of the sun, leaving just a halo, or what's known as a ring of fire, visible to viewers. The event begins at 5:10 on Sunday afternoon and should reach its maximum at around 6:30 and then finish up at around 7:30. The astronomers of Humboldt will be staked out at the Neyland Airport for the viewing, while Arcata will hold a downtown party on 9th Street to celebrate the event. The Fortuna Police Department kicks off its seatbelt campaign next week in an effort to get motorists and passengers to make sure they wear their seatbelts when in a moving vehicle. The campaign will run from May 21st through June 3rd, and officers will focus on enforcing seatbelt laws because they are the most effective piece of life-saving equipment in your vehicle. In 2010, more than 10,000 passengers died in crashes when they were not wearing their seatbelts, and younger motorists and men are at particular risk because, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, more than 60% of fatalities involving younger or male drivers were those who were not belted up. The cost for a ticket is $142. And that's your North Coast News on this beautiful Friday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.